Hello,
and Lika.
Good morning. Woo-hoo! Last day.
Here
that's
we
why
are
I got my sparkly
again.
Shoes on. Doing the Michael Jackson. I should have worn one glove. Why didn't I think
believe,
of that?
I'm on the wrong side. This is my side. Now I feel a lot better.
Woo.
Yes, right.
I have to say that my heart is so full. And I haven't spoken to every one of you, but those that I've spoken to at my table, I just, it feels good, doesn't it, to be with Soul Family? Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Well, we have an amazing treat coming up in just a moment. I think you can tell by all the chairs that are out here what's going to happen. But before we do, Lee has a story to tell.
It's a story that happened actually here in the States first, but let me just tell you where it started. This whole idea of multiple channelers together occurred to me, and I wanted to do it in Europe first. And it was in Germany that we tried. And this stems from the fact that Kryon early on said that Kryon is not proprietary. God is not proprietary. Spirit is not. There's a oneness here that anyone can channel Kryon. It's not something that only I can do. And sure enough, there were other channels for Kryon around the world, and they were popping up, and I could tell that they were accurate and true. There's one in Germany, one in South America, and I forget a couple of others. So what I decided to do was to dispel this linearity, where who do you follow? What church do you go to? And that's what it became. You know, you like that channel, and that's the one that you listen to and nobody else, and then you felt bad if somebody else was, like, interfering and trying to channel them, or, you know. It is very, very linear and small-minded to think God is then centered in one little spot and nowhere else. In Europe, it was even more restricted. And so I said, we're going to put them all on one stage, and we did it in Hamburg. And we did. We brought them in. We had a German channel. We had a South American channel, myself, and I think one more.
And they were all channeling Kryon.
All channels Kryon.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted.
In fact, Lee was being asked, well, this person's channeling Kryon. Can you tell me, is it true? So they were going to Lee as this kind of go-to
source. I was the first one.
To verify.
Yes.
Is it real? Is it not?
How can they channel Kryon when you do? It's one of those, like there's only one channel on your television set. So. And so I did, and it worked very well, and everybody got to see it, because the last part of that was when we put them on stage separately, and they did their programs, and they did their channeling, and they presented their work, and on the last day, we had the chairs in front of it, and we went 1, 2, 3, 4. And so this worked so well, and I was so happy with it. We did it one other time in Europe, but I wanted to do it here. And so in 2012, we did. On this stage, great pictures, full auditorium. We had, I think, 12 channelers. And they went one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. The one that was missing was Marilyn Harper. And she was sitting right over there. And you got to see the pictures of that. And it was 2 days ago, I think, when she showed that. And then again in 2015, we did it. And on this stage, it's the only place we've ever done it in the States, is on this stage in this auditorium right here. And that 2015, I believe I got the year right, is when Marilyn was sitting next to me. So she went from there to here. And that's her story. Everything is possible. So as you might have noticed, almost all the presenters, as many as we could in the presentation schedule of our team members, they channel. And so this will be the channel panel, and it's where we will put all of them on stage together, and we will have then one after another nice group channeling time for you. This is a unique, I don't know anywhere else where you've ever seen this or it ever has existed. It's unique to our work, and it's unique to this auditorium where you're sitting now. So you're in the right place at the right time. Right.
Yeah. So, how about I introduce one at a time?
I'm going to do that.
You're going to do that. How about you introduce them one at a time?
Thank you. I would like to bring in the panel now and have them seated.
Woo! Please welcome Marilyn Harper, Brigitte and Julianne, Amber Wolf, and Peggy Phoenix DeBrew. Actually, we have an order. You need to go near Cryon. Marilyn, here. Peggy's next to me.
Peggy, you're here. Peggy, you're here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Peggy, you're here.
The boss said this
Mon.
Way.
And Mon, you're here.
Oh, right. Got the
hey, come
memo.
On, get with it, woman. Oh, sorry.
This is the order I saw, but in reverse.
You put on sparkly shoes and something happens.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
Is this where I say just beat it?
These are my dearest friends. And they're going to stop talking in a moment. Thank you.
It's so exciting.
I know, it's exciting. It's all exciting for me. I'm going to start with this one. The one with the hair. Peggy Phoenix DuBrow is the original Cryon team member. In 1996, we decided for the first time to go offshore to another country, and it was Australia. And she accompanied us. It wasn't the first time or the last time. She accompanied us almost every other time we went as well, and then country after country. But there had to be a first, and we were very green at it at that point in time. We had never done anything like it. And so she becomes the legacy team member, I would say, and it's the first. What brought her to that position was the EMF balancing technique, which is a stellar, absolutely stellar work, especially for its time. Nobody was doing anything like that really there, and a set of courses that you could take and learn and learn and learn. What happened to her, and I'm just surmising this, and she could probably tell you in her own words, but you get to a certain point, and she got to a certain point in her work where it got accelerated to the point where, in order to bring in the next phases of this wonderful work and go beyond it, it had to come from source, and she started channeling. And that's why she sits here today. So when she was with us in 96, she was not channeling. Today, she is. Most people don't know the legacy of Amber Mellihaw Wolf with her late husband, Sid. It was Amber and Sid who put together a series of workshops, you might say, but a themed time of like 5 days for Cryon, which represented one Cryon book. And that was particular Cryon book 5, which is called The Journey Home. It was the only novel that Cryon has ever written. And in there are all the lessons that actually later appear in the Lemurian teaching wheel. And she would put that together. We would act out certain things that happened in the book. And she was then responsible for that. So those were older times when those things worked better than they do now. But she was there through all of it and planned all of it. So it's more than just Amber Wolf and the sisterhood. That's a lot more than that. But after her husband, Sid, passed, she was on her own. And in a way, she was a deer in the headlights. But she came up to that and then produced something that was completely and totally unique that Sid and her never worked on or never even conceived. And that's her work today. And in order to do that, and given her Lemurian name and all, she started channeling the Star Mothers. So when I met her, she didn't channel. Now she does. Anyway. It's hard to separate these two because they are Alcazar. But if you look at Julianne's work, Julianne was studying molecular biology in school or something and had some kind of a calling not to anymore. She had something bigger to do. It led her to that which is now the Stargate. The Alcazar connection is exceptionally strong. I can't tell the difference between the two of them when they channel, because Alcazar, the incredible love that is there, the incredible oneness that is there, allies these two. They represent the legacy and the future of Stargate. Prageet studied in India with a master's, a long legacy for him of being who he became and who he is. His real name is not Prageet. I understand, I think it's Doofus, but that you see, understand. You can understand why he changed. Oh, I'm so sorry for that. But here is what I want to tell you. That was channeled in Lemuria. He's in Hawaii when that came together. And it really did. It snapped together in his mind, putting together something that would is going to last and last and last. Because you have the legacy of Stargate, you have the future of Stargate. This man's work is not going to go away for generations. It's going to remain. I love that. And Spirit has set that up so well. Thank you, Prageet. Thank you, Julianne. This is Marilyn Harper, what can I say? She's a walk-in, if she didn't tell you already. A profound walk-in, if you don't know what that is, she'll tell you. A walk-in that was so profoundly different that her own son did not recognize her. And she became someone else. Someone else. She used to be somebody who sells advertising in a country western station, a radio station. And now, of course, you have Marilyn Harper at Aranda. But I get so envious because she can be whomever. Both Stargate and Marilyn have this plethora of entities they can bring in and channel, and they just stop one and go to the other. I only have one. It's good enough for me. But that's who Marilyn is. And this also is the fact that she can bring in the joy and the humor of Spirit in such a beautiful, gorgeous way. I haven't seen anybody who channels that's able to make that kind of a switch and pull in that humor and make it so much fun. So I want to thank her for that too, and bringing in the joy that we know is there from the other side of the veil. This is my partner. I am deeply in love with this woman. There is the work of Kryon, and there is a BM, which is before Monica. And then there's an AM, which is after Monica, a real demarcation point in what my work is and has become and will be because of her. Right time at the right place. Thank you, my love. So what we're going to do now... So just like the bookends we always have, we start with a meditation from Monica, then we're going to go one at a time through all of the channels, and then we'll end with Kryon.
This is a picture-perfect moment for me, for each of these beautiful divine beings has influenced me deeply. They've been mentors as well. And instead of a meditation, I would like to prepare our energetic body. And this is the first thing I learnt even before Kryon through my beautiful teacher, Peggy. So to prepare our energetic body, I want to invite you, if you can, have both feet on the ground, because I'd like to begin with our feet and connecting into Gaia. And to maximize this experience, I invite you to close your eyes so that we can remove distraction outside and focus in on our energetic body. Let us begin. Focus your awareness on the energy of your feet. Feel the connection with Mother Earth, with Gaia, For you have energy being sent out through your feet into the earth in a figure of eight loop where it comes back to you. And the purpose of this is so that you can discharge anything that does not suit your magnificence. Release it now. It goes into Gaia. Gaia is able to transform that energy and make it available to you as pure divinity. As that pure divinity starts to come back to you now through your feet, we invite you to contemplate that within the earth right now, there are time capsules that are releasing energy, light, and information onto those grids of the earth, and they are available to you now. Feel those light fibers coming up through your feet, up through your calves, your knees, your thighs, moving up through your abdomen, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands. And as that continues, it comes up through your throat into your head. And imagine a doorway on top of your head. And we're going to very gently open up that doorway. And as we do, there is cosmic energy flowing down through the top of your head and connecting you to that which you are, for you are terrestrial and celestial at the same time. And while Mother Earth is here supporting you and sending you energy, light, and information, your entire galactic family is aware of you and is also supporting you, loving you, sending you energy, light, information, and love right now. And just allow yourself to feel, sense, or know that you are an energetic body with infinite possibilities. And now that our energetic body is prepared to receive, shall we say? Let us invite this dear one, this beloved teacher, Peggy, with her message.
Well done. I am Anya, initiator of the Universal Calibration Lattice, here in the time of the Great Evolution, reminding you that you are greatly loved and inviting you to love greatly. You are energy in motion, blessings of living life, energetically aware. You are wisdom in form. May you come into the consciousness of the wild wisdom, that which goes beyond all that you have known before. Take a breath. You are the light and the love you have been looking for, waiting for. It's you. Blessings of knowing. You are an infinite being. Deep breath. We remind you of the crop circle that we showed you. It is a confirmation from the earth and from the stars that human consciousness is now ready to activate and expand to a place of that which we call I Am Universal Consciousness. And we will continue through this year, for we are preparing, already beginning, that which is called another evolutionary leap. Generally, it may be step by step, and then you make an evolutionary leap. Are you ready for that? Do you welcome that? For indeed, you are the love and light you have been waiting for. Let there be more light. And so, with this message, I am universal consciousness, we ask you to focus a bit more. I am universal divinity. I am universal humanity. I am universal evolution. I am universal intelligence. And as you come into this new frequency, you will be able to bring forth into your daily life more of that who you are. Express it in the details of your daily life and the calibration, celebration of what it means to be alive, reflected in your personal life, reflected to the collective. In this evolutionary leap, we would invite you to know that you are accepting more of your power. And there are those of you who sometimes hesitate. And so we would ask you to help yourself with that you focus upon living in your values, your practice of mastery, your practice of compassion and wisdom and love and integrity and honesty. You know all those values. And in your daily life, to also develop, contemplate, work with new principles, how to live your attributes of mastery, how to empower so you are comfortable with becoming more of who you are, and to live by the principles so that you are more present for yourself first. And as you direct your energy, you are capable of doing that which you have chosen to do. Do you like that? Another deep breath. So let us very quickly move through a calibration celebration of the expression of who you are. If you would, you may place your hands on your heart and your high heart, gently tap, and please affirm, I am wise, wholehearted, and say your full name. For that is the identity of your I am in the moment. Breathe deep, accept yourselves, and let us meet as we honor one another's beliefs. Then if you would, gently tap the area of the solar plexus, for it is the heart and the sense of self, the sense of soul. And if you would, please say, I am multidimensional, and say your first name. Dimensional. How does that feel? For the energy flows all the way through to your center below, well prepared in your connection with the earth. Are you comfortable? And then if you would, focus upon your crown and your third eye. You can even tap a little if you like. Hold your hands open. And now, I am ever evolving. Infinite me. How does that feel? Relax your hands. Some of you may be saying, oh my God, oh my goddess. And we bring you back again. So again, you are expanding in consciousness. You are becoming more present and more powerful. Accept that. Work with your values and your principles. Continue to calibrate the identity of who you are. How divine. And once again, we would say this to you. You are energy in motion. blessings of living life, energetically aware. Breathe. You are wisdom in form. May you be a pioneer of wild wisdom beyond that which has been known. We are co-creating together. Do you like that? This is freedom. And finally, let's say this in first person. Deep breath. I am the love and light I have been waiting for. Welcome home. You are born of the earth and of the stars. All is well. All is well.
Dear Shining Ones, we step around you into this sacred circle so delicious with love and open hearts. Do you feel that? These days that you've spent together, this time that you've spent together in this family, it's the beautiful soup with all these ingredients that make it this delicious moment. So many moments have passed in these past 4 days, and you have made connections. And now we wish to tell you that inside this human speaking for us, Meliha, there's a little girl bouncing, going, yeah, this is great, I'm so excited. Oh boy, let's tell him. Okay, so we will say for her to take a breath. It's okay. You are with your family, your star family. Some of you may not know that, but we do indeed come from the stars and are made from the earth. And the star mothers, we, the collective, came to your planet, came to the continent of Lemuria, and we brought divinity to humanity. Over 200,000 years ago, the consensual experiment began, and it carries on today through so many of you, not just Meliha, not just one. Through all of you, you all share this divinity and humanity. And of course, you know, for so many, 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 many lifetimes, you have not said yes to your divinity. It wasn't time, but now it is. And look at the beautiful tsunami of love that you're creating in the world, holding that light as you, on this transition team, as you've heard us all say, change the way the world is evolving. You are here with a mission, with a passion, with an incarnation that is specific to this time, this place, this beautiful Gaia, this planet with its crystalline grid, this planet with its animals, with its cetaceans, with its water mammals, with the birds, with the sky, with the clouds and the mountains and the rivers. You in this beautiful oasis in the galaxy. It's special to be here. You're not just anyone. You are our children. Here to love each other and here to create a consciousness, a transition consciousness. And though it may not always look like love and light and fun out there, that is what you are here to bring. That is what you learned in Lemuria, was how to live in that consciousness all the time, how to breathe that consciousness, how to expand and how to explore that consciousness as you do when you are here in this place, in this family. Many of you have had aha moments, epiphanies, dreams since you've been here that have told you something. And we say now you don't need to question that. That is what you call in maybe other times and places, divine intervention. It is. And you are meant to have that because you are divine. The souls, the young souls, the old souls, the new souls are going to be living in that divinity. You have created a foundation for that all those years ago with us in Lemuria, and now that is coming alive again. Can you feel the difference now? Can you? Let me hear you. Yes, you can feel the difference. You know it's different, isn't it? Yeah. It's different today than it was yesterday. And aren't you different than you were 4 days ago when you got here? Yeah, we all are. We all are. We radiate and we vibrate with this new frequency that's being created every day, every moment that we're together and when we're not together. Because we will all take a piece of this with us. We will take a piece of this love, this vibration, this frequency, this learning, this knowing, these epiphanies, these connections to all these beautiful souls, all the ingredients in this delicious soup of human divine beings. And we celebrate you always. We celebrate you for saying yes. And you may not have thought you were saying yes in the beginning, but now you have an opportunity to really say yes and find those souls that you say yes with. Find your tribe. This is part of it, isn't it? And it's so beautiful. And it's fulfilling. And when you see these beings that you know and you love, and you see them again in another time and place, and you remember and you say, yeah, that was great, that was great. This will be even more so because you're building a foundation of love, compassion, light, this energy of connection to your divinity. And that is what we were here to teach you. You were very good at being human. Now, being the divine human, that's a graduate school, and you're in it. So play together, love together. Speak in terms of recognition to each other. I know who you are. And we know who you are. And there is a part of us in you always, always. Call on us. For we are always with you, and as you know, in this free will universe, we're not going to knock. You need to open the door. And we will always be there in love. Take a breath. And let that love wash over you. It's infinite. Just like you. And for now, we step back.
Beloved ones, we greet thee. Tis Alcazar. Have you noticed these days together that your reality is so much vaster? Have you started to know deep within the heart, the mind, the beingness? You are far more than you have lived until now. Are you beginning to understand that life does not have to be a struggle? If you can relax and allow Spirit to flow through you. We say again and again, there's nothing to do. What we intend with this phrase is for you to realize no struggle. Relax. Intuition will guide you. Your superconscious, your higher self, wants to guide you moment by moment if you can but allow it. We have shown you in your yesterday, when you relax deeply, you open and expand to wonders beyond that which you could have imagined. And that is such a small beginning. You have heard through Kryon and many others, you are a piece of God. What seems impossible when you first hear that, are you beginning to sense there is a deep truth in this? And as you allow self to courageously expand, to start to experience beyond that which you have experienced, the deep trust that is needed to do so, can you celebrate your own evolution? Can you drop the judgment on self and allow your energies to flow more? Can you allow those past limitations to drop away? We are here to support this. We bring you the Stargate. And as you experienced in your yesterday, you can call it forth any moment in your meditations. You can allow it to assist you, just asking for it to activate, and it will gently support the elevation of your vibration, your consciousness. Move beyond who you think you are. Start living in the unknown, step by step, a little at a time. And as you do this, and as you feel the joy it brings, you will find that the step by step starts to become jogging and running into the new. There is one here who wishes to say a few words to you. And so Alcazar steps aside for the commander.
The commander speaks. And I stand in acknowledgement of each and every one of you. Your courage, your determination, is actually beyond that which you are aware of. You are all in your own way driven to become more conscious. It is deep within you, and we celebrate each and every one of you. And as Alcazar has just said, drop the judgment on of yourself. Let it go. Love yourself for the beauty that is within you. We have been watching for so long. We are in many craft around your beautiful blue pearl, this earth.
We are available. You are in an environment of free choice. And in that environment, you need to ask. When you ask, we can respond. Know this well. There are many whom you have called guides. We would suggest you call us friends. Call us, Father. You have experienced how we can bring you beautiful energies of support to enhance your awareness of who you are. That is our function amongst many. I am the commander. I speak on behalf of many whom you call your star families. We are here. We are waiting for you. We are waiting for the time when we can bring our craft down and walk amongst you. Continue to raise your vibration and touch others around you with your presence, and you will bring that day closer. I am the commander in love with humanity. And so, beloved ones, can you allow self to expand beyond your imagining? It is possible. We invite you. And now, we invite you to hear us speak through the Divine Feminine. For the message is the same, but the energies flowing through this beautiful one carry a different vibration.
And so, beloved ones, be loved. You hear this again and again, channel after channel, and yet you are approaching the readiness to be loved on whole new levels of your beingness. You are on the cusp of great awakening. You see around you in your world, change is happening at an accelerated rate. There is so much new energy that is flooding your earth planes. Some of you do not know what to do with it. And we say to you, there is nothing to do. It is time for you to recognize that there is a divine timing to all of this. You are who you are already. The master that this one Pragyit studied with in India, Osho, he taught that in order to become enlightened, it was not so much about anything being added on to you in terms of wisdom or understanding. This process of awakening is simply the releasing of all that is not truly yourself. And so the conditioning can peel away layer by layer, or it can pile on. That is a choice. You have heard these days encounters with the great energy of spirit, encounters with the beyond. And if you pay attention, you will see that when an individual encounters the energy thundering forth of spirit, their perspective has no choice but to change. The guilt, the shame, the misunderstanding falls away within moments, because none of it is who you truly are. You are the infinite divine intelligence. And so this is why we say, let the love in. It is so simple. You can do it now. Ask spirit to love you right now. So many of you have heard these stories of encounters with loved ones beyond the veil, and you have longed for some who you have passed. And some of you have said, good riddance. So relax. Let the love that is there for you vibrate you. There is an intelligence that is guiding your journey. Be not in a rush. It is a bit of a contradiction, but the more you slow your pace, you become present, the faster you will go in your inner journey. And so catch those frames that are teaching you the wisdom that you long to recognize. Catch those moments when your intuition speaks to you. Go this way, study this subject, follow this teacher. Pause and enjoy the sunset. These messages can be so simple, the mind wishes to disregard them. But, beloveds, we say to you now, it is the simple ones, when you follow them, that can lead you to the great change. And so that awakening which you are seeking is also seeking you. Create the space to go deep within yourself. Welcome in the support that is here for you. You are on the wild ride. Your planet will continue to change. But with your consciousness, you make an impact every moment of every day. And we have said before, and we will say it again, the fastest and greatest contribution you can make to helping your planet and your humanity in this awakening process is to love yourself, to raise your vibration, and to be free. Know thyself and be free, beloved ones.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? All these beautiful, wondrous words, the wild wisdom creates your energy and moves through you. The wondrous star mothers give birth to you generation after generation, and Alcazar and Alcazar doubling your pleasure here. And then the commander imploring you to just do it. And we agree, get out of your own way. You know what you are here for. You know that you were placed here. You chose to come here to this place on this earth to be the difference that you wish to see. And we know many of you are saying, I've got this vision. I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not sure quite how to get there. Well, if you knew how to get there, you would never get anywhere. You just have to do it. You remember, how many of you drive a car? You know? And if you don't drive a car, try it. You might like it. Because you see, the first time you sat behind the car of the wheel, oh, the wheel of the car too, and in that capacity, English is our second language, in that capacity, the first time you sat there and they said, look in the rearview mirror and look at that mirror and look at your feet and look at the wheel and look behind you and look forward and look right and look left, you thought, I can't ever do this. I can't ever do this. I'll never be able to get this. And then after a few times, you thought, well, I haven't hit anything yet. If you're lucky. And now it is like second nature. You don't even think about it. You get and sit down and you either push the button or turn the key or you learn to do this and your body automatically knows what to do. Your eyes automatically know what to do. And that is how your innate is. That is what you are doing. That is what the commander is saying. Just do it. You know, they are here for you. We are here for you. You are here for you and for us. Woohoo! Celebrate that. Every morning when you get up, you get another chance to expand your light. And we suggest you jump out of bed and do the happy dance, huh? You know, just say, oh, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. I am joy, I am laughter, I am love, I am peace. That is you. For when you get out of bed and think, ah, another day, that is what you are creating, another day. And no matter how you are feeling, you have learned time and time and time and time and time again, that is what you create. So you might as well love, huh? You might as well laugh. Did you know that when you laugh, your guides get so excited, they pop in and say, oh, we get to work with you again. We get to connect with you again. Oh, let's take that and heal that, and let's take that and heal this, and let's acknowledge that energy. And you know, when you cry, they still stand right there by you. And they say, oh, we love you so much. Let's take that and heal that. And let's take that and heal this. And let's move that around and hold that energy of the divine water popping through your body. Because every part of you is divine. Every single part, even your divine patootie, is... And even though we promised not to say it, even your sacred tatas, they are all divine. Every single part, the eyebrows that come on your body, the hair, if you have hair, that come on your head, it is all a part of that. So when you worry and you think, oh, I can't do this, oh, I can't do that, you are limiting the divine. And how dare you? That's not very bright. Because the divine is you. Breathe that in. Dearly beloveds, I told you that. And you are told again and again and again. Please don't wait. Please don't think that you are not enough. Please don't think. Just feel and be, and the thinking part will take care of itself. For the divine is within you. And we can tell you again and again and again. And they can tell you again and again and again. And the person next to you can say again and again and again, you are divine. But somewhere, there's a niggling of doubt. Would you like to let that go? Take a deep breath. I'll take a deep breath again. I love you. Always. Well, there you go. Just get off your duff and do it. Get off your duff and realize that you have the wisdom that you see before you. You have the acknowledgement of that divine love. And if you need a mantra, jump out of your bed and do the happy dance. I am love, I am laughter, I am joy, I am peace. And then stand true to yourself. And let all your sacred body parts move forward in this dimension. To be the light. So all of this planet, which is becoming enlightened, all of the people of this planet, which are becoming enlightened, are saying yes, just as you are, and are affected by you. Dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We see you. We know you. We hear you. We honor you. We are you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. In a moment, this very stage will light up with future science. Science that is not of today, and you'll get to see it. It seems that this venue is the place where I often reveal new things. I will do that now. And there are things that perhaps are beyond what you would consider things that you would think about physics, chemistry, but I have to tell you what's coming. What is coming is going to be a super invention, and we have alluded to it slightly when we talk about the quantum lens, but there is more coming. And when you hear it, you will say, well, why is it waiting? What's coming next is here, you might say. What's the holdup? And the holdup is the fact that right now on this planet, there is still the essence of a barbaric civilization called humanism. And when that starts to clear, and it will, and that's why the shift is here, then the inventions will start to occur. And you might say, why is it waiting? Why do we have to wait for enlightenment? And the reason is obvious, because what is going to be given to you will easily be weaponized. And you won't do it when you're in a higher vibration. What is coming? It is so quaint. Earth, and where you think you are and how proud you are of all that which is technical, so beautiful. You're broaching into that which is intelligence, that is artificial, and all of these things that you would have to go through. I'll give you a story. How many of you remember in your own history in this country reading about the Pony Express? Now, this was the fastest way you could deliver messages from one place to another, A to B. Wonderful relay system of very fast horses that would then be able to get a message to another city, perhaps even in hours. That was amazing. But you can see the circle, perhaps, of those who were invested in something even better, something much better. And they would say, we have to develop the super horse and break the barrier of perhaps 120 miles an hour. It could be done genetically engineering a super horse. Then you could have all super horses and you can get there in half the time. Of course, that was impossible. They knew it was impossible. Right now, the Earth is the Pony Express. And you look around you and say, how is it possible that you could have visitation from those light years away, hundreds of light years away, because they would have to go faster than light, and that's impossible. Therefore, there's a conundrum. That's the Pony Express. What you will discover, the super discovery that is coming, is how to work with a dimensional membrane. You don't even know what that is now. I've just given it a name that may not be the name the science give it. In the 40s, there was just a little bit of tweaking with that very thing, and you called it entanglement. That's just the edge of that membrane. Albert Einstein, he called it spooky action at a distance, because it violated all the laws of physics. What if, just what if, you could poke into and use other dimensional properties that were not yours? What if you could poke into a dimensionality of oneness that had a different time, where light was not restricted and there was no speed limit, a dimensionality that would allow you to be in two places at the same time, visiting? This is what's coming. That which is the ability to break into the dimensional membrane and cause things to happen which seemingly are impossible. What you're going to see next on the stage is the beginning of that, and the good doctor doesn't even know about that. He just sees what he sees. But he is starting to push the envelope of dimensionality. You'll see. And that explains a great deal about what is next, not just in medicine, but for life. And dear ones, may I say it, that's when you meet the star family. And you'll find they've always been here, and how they travel, and how easy it is to get to Earth and welcome you. This is the love that goes into all of these things. You're going to discover the other planets know about spirit. Some of them are ascended, some of them are not. But they're all here with purpose to help you get through what you're going through now and get out of the Pony Express. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.